You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to be talking about the five emerging trends of salon marketing. So should we dive right in? Okay, so the problem is that our clients and our potential clients are becoming tired and jaded of traditional marketing tactics. You know, the days of leaflet drops and selling steak knives and deals on the grab one sites, they've just worn thin. And if anything, it turns our clients off coming to us. And if you've been big on marketing your salon over the years, you'll have noticed that the trends of what works and what doesn't work is constantly changing. And now more than ever, it's changing more and more rapidly. What is for sure is that getting some free steak knives with your set of pots is long gone. And then came the daily deal sites, and they hit us with a vengeance. And we felt compelled to offer deals just to get clients through the door. And then, of course, clients started to want deals directly from us, bypassing the deal sites. You know, how annoying and frustrating, especially if you're a high-end brand and you want to deliver a high-end service, it just doesn't work. Then as Facebook started to get more sophisticated, we started to see more and more advertising and offers online during our social media time. And as you know, I'm a huge advocate for this, of course. I have a whole program around it, and I'll tell you about that later. But there is a time and a place for it, and when it's done right and not erring on the side of the bargain basement deals. But I do think, you know, we're more and more jaded by this constant stream of online adverts, and not just Facebook, but everywhere online. You know, and now, for example, no one actually watches TV anymore. They're not seeing the ads. Netflix and YouTube reign supreme, and on-demand viewing becomes the norm. The environment's changing. You know, my kids don't even know what TV is, or a landline for that matter, and they certainly don't watch it. Anyway, so how do we get cut through? In an inundated online space, it's noisy. How do we stand out from the crowd? And how do we get our brand in front of our potential customer, our potential clients? If traditional advertising and deals are dead, what do we do instead? So I'm wondering if you've heard the term content marketing. It sounds very boring, if you ask me. It's not a cool word, but trust me when I say it's vital for you to master this art in order for you to really see your salon grow going forward. It is the new way of marketing, and it's not advertising. Well, not straight off the bat, anyway. So this strategy is well and truly on the rise and is fast becoming the way to engage with your potential client and build an audience. And build a meaningful connection with the people who are following you, existing clients or otherwise. You know, without really realizing it or knowing it at the time, or what it was called, or that it was a thing, I used to do it when I had my salon. It had always been a great way to establish ourselves in the marketplace, and it really, really worked for us. I just didn't know what it was, or that it was a thing, or it was packaged. For example, we used to blog quite regularly, but we didn't think we were bloggers, and we didn't know we were blogging. We were just doing news broadcasts. So then as I, you know, once I sold my salon, I started to work in digital marketing, and I trained with some of the large authorities on this topic and actively started to learn about it. And we started to practice these strategies, for example, when I worked with Timely Salon Software. And, you know, I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the strategy and the soft way of selling that was really effective. It's the same strategies that I use now to promote Salon Owners Collective. And I love it so much that I created a course to teach you about it. But anyway, that's another story. So what is it, you say? What is content marketing? Well, look, functionally, it includes blogging, social media tactics, video, live streams, guest blogging. And it's driven by conversation. Real ones, but online, real connections. It's storytelling instead of simply broadcasting at people and just selling, selling, selling on every possible place that you can. Those days are dead. Those days are gone. People switch off. And really, it's a way to establish yourself and your brand as an authority in a subject or a area of expertise as the go-to brand in your area. By building those relationships, online relationships, educating your people, being visible because you can't sell a secret, and being helpful as opposed to framing products and ramming deals down people's throats. No one wants the car salesman tactics anymore. So I thought in this episode, I wanted to share with you the five things you need to know and need to do to take action in order to effectively market your business in 2017 and beyond. Okay, are you ready? Number one, the first place to start. Who is your ideal client? Now, it may or may not sound sexy to you, but it really is the number one important thing, and it should be the first place that you start. Because in order to have a really effective marketing campaign, it's not enough just to start marketing and doing a marketing campaign. You need to clearly define who your target client is. Who are you speaking to? Once you know who your ideal client is, then you need to speak to her in everything that you do. Now, the cool thing is it's not just marketing, actually, but your service delivery inside your salon and the way that you do and define your business all should be directed at this one ideal client. Now, yes, I did say one ideal client. Who do you want to attract into your business going forward? And remember, who you have in your business right now might not be who is going to serve you in the future. You've probably heard about creating an ideal client persona, and this should always be the first step. Now, you may have more than one ideal client, but it's worth getting super clear on who they are and what they like and where you can reach them. So while I was at Timely Salon Software, I created this free ideal client profile to help you walk through the process and get things started. So I'll put the link for the freebie on this episode page. So at www.salonownerscollective.com/episodes, you'll find this episode. So you can get to work and you can start to use it. It truly is the first step. So it is the most important step. So what I want you to do is pay attention to the demographic information, such as the age, location, and get that early demographic persona done on the Timely download. It's just nice and easy. It's a great thing to do with your team and get really clear on who it is you want to attract into your business. So I want you to forget about who you have in your business at the moment. Well, no, okay, don't forget about it. But just because you've got all walks of life doesn't mean that you want to attract all walks of life. Who do you want to attract into your business going forward? And then I want you to drill down even further and really get inside her head, the psychographics. Now, in my course, Turn Likes into Real Bookings, I help you dig deeper into the demographics and into the mind of the client so you can get in touch with their psychographics. Now, remember, you are not your ideal client typically. You come from a very different headspace as a salon owner as you do from your client's point of view. You are in your business and you are looking out at the world through the windows of your business, and your perspective is different than your client who is looking into your business. Now, I will help you get inside your head. So my next question is, when was the last time you surveyed your current clients or identified who is your ideal client that you want to attract? Find her inside your business and interview her. She holds a wealth of information and insights inside of your head, and that can really help you attract more of clients like her into your door. Now, I think sometimes, especially if you've been on the floor, you've owned a business for a long time, you think you know your clients. You think you know it all. And I've been there too. But I promise you, you don't. And you'll be floored at what you discover if you just take the time to ask and think about it and listen to it from her point of view. What is important to her? Why did she choose to come and see you? Now, all of your marketing needs to be speaking to that one client or two. So that's okay. I think if you any more than two, you start your messaging starts to become fractured. So identify your one or two clients that you're going to service. And I want you to target your marketing around speaking to that one person. Because if you're trying to service everyone and speak to everyone, you actually speak to no one. And nobody's listening because nobody has that moment of, oh, she's talking to me. Okay. If you're trying to speak to everyone, your messaging is confusing. And if you confuse, you lose. And no one knows that you're talking to them. And thus nobody pays attention and nobody's listening. Now, you might have all walks of life in your salon, and that's okay. But you what you want to do is find what makes them common, what brings them together. Why is it do they come to your business? Because the demographics might be wide, but the psychographics is something that you're doing or that you choose to start doing that's going to attract a certain type of client. Be focused on one person. All right, let's dive into number two. So number two is set goals for each period and campaign. Now, marketing without an end goal is like hopping in a car ride without a location in mind. You might see some interesting sights along the way, but you're going to get a bit lost and you're going to take longer to get anywhere because you actually don't even know what your destination is, right? So setting clearly defined goals for each period is vitally important. Now, in our salon, well, my salon, we used to set two monthly goals. So that gave us six campaigns or focus points each year, just to keep it super simple. Also, talking or marketing to one topic for that period over a longer period of time gets more cut through. It's more consistent, it's more clear at what you're trying to do. And your content marketing from the get-go will enable you to figure out what you need to do to get to your goal and also to measure what's worked and what hasn't. So I see many salon owners fall into the trap of thinking that the end goal is to simply get more bums on seats. Now, of course, this is the key to business growth, but it's unlikely that any one piece of marketing alone is going to bring hundreds of new clients in the door and get those bums on the seats, right? So think about this. It takes time to build trust with a client, enough trust for her to decide that she will even consider doing business with you, let alone actually make the booking. It actually can take between 7 and 11 interactions with your brand before they even are consciously aware enough that your brand exists, let alone consider you enough to walk through the door or book an appointment. So the journey then is a journey of discovery to take someone who doesn't know about your brand yet to a place where they know you, know what your area of expertise is, like you, like the people, and trust you and trust your skills enough to think about actually making that booking. So your content marketing objectives should include this, taking them on a journey. So the beginning of that journey is increasing brand awareness of you and your salon, making sure they know that you even exist. Then you want to take them, you want to grow your following because you can't sell a secret. And once they follow you, then you've got them somewhere where that you can speak to them and they can hear from you more often. Remember, 7 to 11 interactions before that they will even consider booking with you. Then you want to think about turning those followers into new clients. Then how do you get them from following you to actually making a booking? And then finally, keeping your current clients engaged and coming back for more. So each of those periods, you could, should, would focus on one of these points of the journey, right? Whatever your goal, make sure you can measure it, you can track it, so you can easily repeat what works. You with me? Okay, let's look at step number three. Create and share quality content. Let them get to know, like, and trust you. So this really is the backbone of your marketing strategy. This is what is really going to set you above the competition, make you stand out from all the noise, right? Okay, so here's how. Create stories, inverted commas stories, that will be interesting to your ideal client. Now, there's a lot of ways that you can do this, and the salon environment naturally lends itself to great visual stories. It's perfect for social media. But what is a visual story, or what is a story, or what is content? Well, content really is just the stuff that you post. And a while back, I created a document, if you will, or an example of the five kinds of posts your clients want to see. Because for a while, I did a done-for-you service for salons. I did social media. I managed their account, planned their social media, created it and posted it for them. And I did this not only because people came and asked me, but because I noticed that many owners just didn't know what to post, when to post, how to post. And I haven't even got to the point of not having enough time to do so. So I created this example sheet for you of the five things that I discovered that clients want to see from you. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you, it's about them. What do they want to see? It's not about you and what you want to broadcast and shove into people's faces how awesome you are or what you're doing. It's about them and what they want to see. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put that link on the website on this episode, the five types of posts your clients want to actually see. It's free. You can download it, have a good look at it. There's some real examples of some real posts. I also did another podcast, Three Steps to Making Social Media Work for You, and I cover that in there, plus a few other things like more information on becoming a standout expert, an expert in your area. So I'll add all the links. Okay, well, let's talk about what are those five things. What are the five things that your clients actually want to see from you, right? Okay, so the first one is no. So I'm going to cover no like trust. That's the first three things. That's the first thing that you need to overcome with getting somebody from knowing that you exist to following to turn them into customers. They're not going to go through that journey until they get to know you, like you, and trust you. Okay, so what is no, and how can you post that? How can you share that on your social media? So getting to know you is letting people know your area of expertise. What are you experts at? Tell them, because everybody does haircuts. Every beautician does facials, well, typically. Every salon does color. So what makes you different? What is your area of expertise? And when you know what your area of expertise is, then you need to share that with your clients. So how can you do that? You can show them behind the scenes activity of shows that you do, or behind the scenes of what's going on in the salon when you're doing your topic of expertise. If you are colour experts, then you want to be talking and showing behind the scenes before, during and after of colour. Show people doing the hair. Write blogs on the topic that you're an expert at. So, for example, we were experts at wedding hair for a while, and that was a big focus for us. And so we blogged and talked about the topic of weddings. Whatever your area of expertise, talk about it. Show them you're an expertise. You're an expert. Educate them how to, show them how to do their hair. Whatever your area of expertise, speak about it. All right, so that's number one. The second point of the five types of posts your clients want to see is that let them like you. So it's no, like, and trust. This is the like point. Let them like you. Show them the people in your team. Show them posts of meet the team. Let them get to know those people, their personalities. Now, if you think about it, a client is going to come and sit with your employee for 1 to 3 hours, depending on what she's having. Your team member's website page is the second or third most visited page on your website. Why is that? That's because we're in such a personal business. People want to see who they're going to be stuck with. If you think about it, hop in the head of the client. Oh my God, if I'm with someone that I just don't resonate with or is just awful and isn't like me, I'm going to hate it. So they stalk the team. So don't wait for them to stalk your team. Deliver it to them in a beautiful post and introduce them. Show them their personality, what they're interested in. You know, if your client's into horse riding, then she's likely to resonate with somebody who also is into horse riding. Share those little details so your clients and your potential clients can make a good choice. Okay, so we've talked about no likes, and the next one is trust. Trust is about validating your skill set. Can you do this? You know, your client wants to know, can you do the skills? this is a good opportunity to show your before and afters. Now, typically in the social media space, we're really good at this on Instagram in particular. We're good at showing after shots. What about the before shots? What about the transformation? Show your clients that you've got the skills to do what it is that you're looking for. If you're experts at doing glamour waves and balayage, that's what you want to be showing, beautiful work. Okay. All right. The next one is curate. Now, curating information. Now, a curator is someone that works in a museum, for example, and goes out into the world, finds beautiful artwork and brings it back into the museum. And you can curate content from around the world on your area of expertise and share it onto your page. This is your opportunity to share other people's content. Now, why is that a good thing to do? Well, one, it stops your page being you and all about you and you talking about yourself, because your no-like trust is you talking about you, and you need that. But you want to curate a little bit of information or content from other places around the world. Keep it on your area of expertise, and also it validates that what you're talking about is also true. If your area of expertise is being up there with the fashion, or you're following celebrities and that's the big thing and your focus point, then you want to curate and show that you know, you've got your finger on the pulse. You also know what the celebrities are doing, and you're showing, deliver it to your clients. Curate it for them so they don't have to go and search it for themselves, and that you are the go-to place. All right. Okay, the last one is inspire. Inspire your clients. Now, there's lots of ways to do that, but people want to be inspired. And if you're the go-to place and you're coming up on their feed a lot, then you have an opportunity to inspire them. Now, you might inspire them for hair and fashion and beauty. It's a great way to inspire people. Maybe you inspire them with quotes. Keep it to your area of expertise. Keep it relevant to the hair or the beauty. You know, you don't want to be off talking about other topics that aren't relevant. Like, don't inspire them on beautiful furniture unless it's relevant to your business. But this is your opportunity to share shareable content, funny content, but keep it relevant. All right. Let's quickly talk about the best tools to make that content become alive. We're in a time where, GIFs are big, live video is big. Facebook is giving preference to live video and video in general, vlogs, for example, and GIFs, which are just really short on repeat video. So I did a podcast recently with Hayley Mears from Six Underground Media. The podcast is What is Working on Facebook Right Now for Salons. You can go and find it. I'll put a link on this episode so you can find it. But we talk a lot about the sort of the more functional stuff, right, of what's working on Facebook. So I encourage you to go and read about that to help you share good quality content to help your clients get to know you, like you, and trust you. Okay. Now, for each piece of content that you produce for your salon, you know, that takes a little bit of time and effort. So you want to make the most of it by adding a call to actions and a call to action. Actually ask your followers to do something. Not only does it increase engagement, but it gets them involved in interacting with your brand. So this could be as simple as asking them to comment on their favorite style on an Instagram post, or ask them a question to get them engaged, right? You can also pique their interest with your blog or your social media post and get them to click through to your website. Now, I love this, and I think it should be part of your every week content strategy, is driving traffic to your website. It builds the brand experience. It gives them more opportunities to get to know you and your brand and have another brand experience. But it also means if later on you can get a little bit more sophisticated with your marketing and start to track the people that come to your website, and you can target them with high quality ads and offers later on, because you already know if they're visiting your website, they already know, like, and trust you, right? And for example, if you've written a blog about blonde, we're the blonde experts. I've got a couple of people who are in my program who their area of expertise is blonde. And if they write a blog about blonde, how to look after your blonde, or whatever the topic is, and you're driving traffic to read that blog, you can then track those people that read the blog, and you can assume that they are a blonde person and they are interested in blonde. And imagine you could retarget them with ads that is specifically around blonde. because someone who's got red hair does not want to see a blonde ad. People are happy to see relevant ads that aren't salesy and pitchy if it's relevant to them. Anyway, that's another whole topic that I won't dive into right now. As you can see, I'm quite passionate about it. But it is a great way to advertise without being really salesy and addy. Anyway, okay, another way is to ask meaningful questions. And if people are going to reply to your questions, make sure you reply to them. Don't leave them hanging. You know, this type of content marketing is about a two-way conversation. And this is the best way to build real relationships and real connections. Encourage your followers to share your content, helping you reach more people, of course. Okay, let's talk about number four, promote and distribute. You know, there's a danger that you fall into the trap of creating great content, right, or a great blog post, and it's not without effort or cost, and then sitting back and waiting for it to do all the work, you know, taking on the approach of, I've made my content now, I've built it, they will come. Well, unfortunately, it just doesn't work like that. They won't come unless you deliver it to them. Social media or great content marketing is about delivering the content to the people, not waiting for them to come to you. Send the content to the people, the marketing. So sharing it far and wide will help all make sure that you're seeing the benefits for your effort, if you will. You are in charge of making sure real people read it, and otherwise what's the point? So promote it, boost it. I'm a huge fan of that. Don't complain and say, oh, Facebook used to be free, I don't want to pay for it. Well, you know, you've got to pay to play. And if you want to stand out, you've got to get amongst it. Complaining does not promote. Get your content out into the community and share it amongst friends. Create some good connections with like-minded business people who also service the same ideal client as you. Share with each other. Share the content. You'll share their content because you're curating. They'll share your content. Teach them how to curate. You get in front of their audience. They get in front of your audience and everybody's winning, right? More eyeballs on your brand. And, of course, make sure you email it to all your people. All your existing clients, they want to see your great content as well because it surely helps them come back to your business. All right, last but not least, step number five, repurpose. All this work shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. No, thank you very much. So repurposing is a great way to save you valuable time because I know it's hard to find the time to do this stuff. And it also helps you reach more people. So the first thing to understand is that not everybody sees everything. Do you know, it was only 2 years ago that Facebook page posts reached about 16% of your brand's following organically. And according to Facebook, as of more recently, and this is already slightly old, this number is dropping. That number is as low as 6%. So that means whoever's following your page, less than 6% of people are seeing any given post. So you've got to pay to play. But also, it gives you permission to use that one piece of content more than once. Don't write a whole blog and only post it on your page once because only 6% of people are going to see it. So you want to share it 3 to 5 times, especially if it's something that gets a lot of activity. You know, if lots of people posting on it and commenting on it, make sure you post it multiple times. Now, what I do at the Salon Owners Collective with these podcasts is I'll post it on the day it comes out. I'll post it the following week. Then I post it 2 weeks later, 5 weeks later, 2 months later, and 5 months later. So if you didn't see it the first time, then you might likely to see it the next time or in a subsequent time because there's a lot of effort that goes into creating content. Also, remember that different clients like to see things differently. Some people like to look at the photo, while some like to read a blog. Others want to watch a video and listen. So one piece of work can be repurposed into multiple posts or variations. Great posts should be put on your website, blogs are on your website and shared on social media, chopped up into little pieces and shared multiple times. Okay, so repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. Just remember, though, sometimes you will want to adapt it slightly for different platforms, because how Instagram works is very different to how Snapchat chat works and how Facebook works. Okay, so I'm not a big fan of one piece of content being pushed out to all of the platforms in the same way at the same time. For example, hashtags work really great on Instagram and you need 11 of them, while Facebook you want to have one or two, if any. Okay. Right. So that is that. Content marketing is definitely becoming the number one way to connect with potential customers and existing customers in a really relationship building kind of a way. And it's such a great way to sell without selling. And I think that really resonates with us in such a personal industry as hair and beauty. That works better. Well, it does for my brain anyway. I would rather build a connection with people before they came to see me rather than just saying, here, have 20% off. I hate that. you know, so it lends itself to our kind of marketing. So it's really worth creating the time in your business to get onto it. And if you don't have the time or the inclination, certainly outsource. Now, I wanted to share with you that if you wanted to learn more about content marketing and the modern way of marketing your business, then I invite you to come and join me at my program, Turn Likes into Real Bookings. And again, I'll put the link on this podcast episode on my website. We deeply cover identifying your ideal client and creating campaigns and content that she is interested in. You know, while I have lots of templates and examples and some great quick win killer offers to get bums on seats, because that's just what you need sometimes, it really gives you, the program gives you a framework to build your content and your marketing plan around that ideal client, because everyone has their own area of expertise and their own ideal client, and the combination is different. So typically what works for one business is not going to work for another. The framework works, but the details and how you write to your ideal client is going to be different for every business. So there's no fear of, you know, copying somebody down the road and getting in competition with them. That's just not how it should be. It's a long-term game, and you want to build your brand as the standout expert and that people want to come and see you rather than desperately saying, please come to us, we're going to give you a discount. You know, we've moved past that now. So it also, the program also helps you make sure you've got an effective online presence, and because you know that people, they're going to stalk you and they are going to judge you on your website and your social media presence. So having that right and sharing this, the right message, is hugely important. We do step through what to post, when to post, how to post, where to do it, where to click, all the step-by-steps. Through videos, through templates, there are design elements that you can duplicate and edit for yourself, all showing you how to get it done fast and effectively, proven methods. But again, making sure you've got a long-term strategy and that you don't need to rely on the hard and fast bargain basement deals, because I am totally not a fan of that. We don't want voucher vultures. The right vouchers, yes, but not voucher vultures. Okay. Well, look, that's it from me. I wanted, I wanted to stop and say thanks for joining me, because actually I've got something to celebrate. There's a few things I want to just quickly share before we wrap up. Okay. Not only did 2 days ago, I had my first year anniversary in business with the Salon Owners Collective, but it also coincided with 12,000 downloads of the podcast. So I really just wanted to say, hey, thank you. I really appreciate that you listen and you tune in, and the momentum is building, and I love hearing the feedback. So many of you reach out to me and say, I really loved this, or I learned that tip, or I loved listening to whoever it is that I'm chatting to. And I really appreciate that. It makes me feel encouraged to keep going, I guess. So please reach out to me and tell me what your favorite thing of the podcast is. And if there's anybody that you would like to listen to, please mention and recommend, and I will try and reach out and do an interview with them. Now, also, I am really grateful and humbled because recently I received an award from the Next Top Coach, and I received an award for the Fastest Growing Woman Entrepreneurs Award. So I'm really excited about that, and it was perfect timing with the 1 year anniversary and the downloads. So it's been a great week. I am also working on something new and I'm super excited about. It's been something that's been on my to-do or want-to-do list for 18 months now. And in fact, it was the seedling idea of the Salon Owners Collective and how it's come about. So I'm super pumped that I've got time now to work on it and get it live soon. So the Salon Owners Collective Hub is coming soon. Watch this space. All right, thanks for joining me and I shall hear you next week. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.